Mighty Douglas Mpuga sitting in for Sunny Young today. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we kick off with African football.
Okay, great.
Thank you. It's a rest day at the African Cup of Nations finals in Equatorial Guinea. Action resumes Saturday, January 31st, with two quarterfinal matches. Congo will play against Congo DR at earlier on at about 4 p.m. local time. Then Tunisia will take on Equatorial Guinea later. The other quarterfinal matches will be played on Sunday, February 1st, 2015. Ivory Coast takes on Algeria and Ghana faces Guinea. The winner between Guinea and Mali was decided by lots earlier today. For more on Africa Cup of Nations, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma.
Kevin Constant converted a penalty to put Guinea ahead in the 15th minute. Then Modiba Maiga headed home the equaliser in the 47th minute as Mali came from behind to hold Guinea to a 1-1 draw in Mongomo on Wednesday. Elsewhere, Maxine Alain Gradel scored his second goal of the tournament in the 36th minute to secure Ivory Coast's 1-0 triumph over Cameroon in the capital Malabo in the other Group B tie. This is the only match in the group that produced a winner. The other five encounters resulted in 1-1 draws. Consequently, Ivory Coast tops the group with 5 points and is through to the quarterfinals. Guinea and Mali tie in second place with 3 points and an identical goal average, while Cameroon is at the bottom of the group with 2 points. Staying in Malabo, Cameroon's captain Stefan Mbia concedes that inexperience among the young Cameroonian side cost them a place in the quarterfinals. Speaking through an interpreter in a post-match interview, Mbia elaborates.
Vous l'avez dit vous-même. L'équipe est en reconstruction justement et on va pas se servir de ça pour dire qu'on s'est pas qualifié. C'est à cause de la jeunesse, non. Je pense que on est dans un autre contexte. Il s'agit de la Coupe d'Afrique. Je pense que il faut être lucide. Le plus important, c'est de regarder devant et de mieux préparer les échéances à venir.
This team is very young. We are here to learn, but it is after all AFCON. You are here for you to do well and be in front in this game. We are behind and not focused.
That was Stefan Mbia, Cameroon's captain, speaking in Malabo. Finally, with Guinea and Mali tied in second place at the end of the Group D preliminaries, the tournament organizing committee will follow Article 74 of the Orange Africa Cup of Nations regulations. They will conduct a random draw to determine which two teams will advance to the quarterfinals at the Hilton Hotel in Malabo at 4 p.m. today, Thursday.
Thanks. That was Mark Homer reporting from Johannesburg. And Mark's report was filed before the draw of lots in which Guinea qualified for the quarterfinals. Now, my colleague Abdul Shakul Abod is in Guinea, where the draws were held. Abdul Shakul, good evening. Abdul Shakul, are you there? Unfortunately, we've lost the line, but as I was saying, the draw was just held today, earlier today. The two sides had finished level in Group D after both drawing all three of their matches 1-1. Meanwhile, Mali and Guinea managers have criticized drawing of lots to decide who qualifies for the quarterfinals. The managers insisted drawing of lots should not have been how the Africa Cup of Nations fate is decided. Guinea coach Michel Duseyou is quoted saying, "Mali do not deserve to be eliminated in this way, just as we do not. It's not fair for both teams," he said, just before the draws, suggesting the outcome could have been settled by penalty kicks or extra time. The team who deserved to win would do it on the pitch, he added.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Yes, this is Sunnyside of Sports. Earlier, I was trying to reach my colleague in Equatorial Guinea, Abdul Shakul Abod. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm in Brussels right now.
Yes, good evening. First of all, bring us up to date. How were the draws held and what were their reactions?
Yeah, the issue was that the executive committee has decided that Guinea is going ahead, so it's going to have a quarterfinal against Algeria, while Ghana is going, is going to go ahead with Ghana, and Algeria is going to meet Ivory Coast, because Ghana is in the group. The decision was taken at 4 o'clock local time, and everybody was expecting it, but a lot of people are not happy.
Yeah, unfortunately, the lines are bad, and again, we have lost Abu Shakol aboard. Now, let's move on to tennis, where Andy Murray came storming back after a poor start to beat Thomas Baldaichi and reach his fourth Australian Open final. The British number one lost a tense first set, but recovered to win 6-7, 6-0, 6-3, 7-5. It will be his eighth Grand Slam final and first working with Amelie Maremso, with ex-coach Danny Valverdu now in Baldaichi's corner. The 27-year-old Murray will play the winner of Friday's semi-final between Novak Djokovic and Stan Wawrick. The Scots' hopes were under threat after losing a tension-filled opening set, but he turned it round with a brilliant lob early in the second and took control with seven straight games. The 29-year-old Baldaichi had started much the better and served for the set at 5-3, only for Murray to break straight back in a rally of huge forehands and celebrate widely in the direction of the Czech's player's box. The Czech, who beat Rafael Nadal for the first time since 2006 in the quarterfinals, then suffered an unexpected collapse as Murray's game began to flow.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. North to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
In athletics, Ukrainian Sergei Bobka will challenge fellow Olympian Olympic champion Sebastian Coy for the presidency of the International Association of Athletics Federations. Bobka, a former pole vaulter, won an Olympic gold in 1988, as well as six consecutive world championship titles. The 51-year-old, who also set 35 world records, wants to replace Limane Diak when he steps down in August. Fellow IAAF Vice President Coy, a double Olympic champion in the 1500 meters, announced his candidacy late last year. Bobka, who is head of his country's Olympic Committee, said he wanted to build on the work of Diak, adding, "We also need to provide greater grassroots support to inspire the next generation of athletes." Potential candidates for the IAAF presidency must register by May, with the election due to take place at the IAAF Congress in Beijing in August.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Meanwhile, the International Association of Athletics Federations, IAAF, has just launched its new online platform for potential host cities of its World Athletics Series events. The new bidding website and newsletter will allow cities to access the latest information about bidding for IAAF events, including event descriptions, bidding timelines and procedures, host cities' rights and obligations, as well as best practices from past and future host cities of IAAF events. By creating this website, the IAAF aims to reach more cities and provide them with relevant information about IAAF events. All events are different in scope and size and offer cities of all sizes the opportunities to host world-class athletics competitions. And that's it for this edition of the Sunnyside Sports. I'm Douglas Mpoga. Now back to you, Kim.
Okay, thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunnyside of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny will have an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunnyside of Sports at 1730 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, focusing on the rate of HIV in South Africa, one of the highest in the world. And next, the New York Times newspaper has endorsed Zimbabwe as one of the best tourist destinations this year. But first, some music. Here is South Africa's AM to PM with Love Shy.